Hi, this is Honey from myhoneywearsplaid.com. Today is Thursday, September 9th. Is that right? 2010. And on this episode, we have Seder 69. Hi, Seder.
Hey there.
And we have the infamous podcast listener, Larkin. Hi, Larkin.
Hello.
And how are you both today?
I'm doing good.
I got either really bad allergies or a cold coming in. I don't know which. Oh. I hope it's just allergies.
Yeah, I hope it's nothing serious.
You know how sometimes you just feel kind of, it's kind of...
Yeah, half my life I feel that way. Mm. I'm just kidding. Well, I hope
it's
you
called,
feel better.
It's called work, huh?
Yeah, it's called work.
No, I don't. I just woke up this morning feeling, and I thought, most time off it's allergies. So hopefully it's not a cold. But it's been so cold around here. We got rain last night, too, which is very unusual.
Rain is unusual?
In September here? Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, of course, you know it's been very, very hot on the East Coast, but just this week, actually just started today, our temperatures are like down into the 80s. It was like maybe 81 degrees today, which was just absolutely lovely. And the of course, we're doing the old gay men talking about the weather, but the temperatures are such that it's starting to feel just slightly like fall, which I absolutely love fall. So anyway,
our average high is supposed to be right around 90, and our high yesterday was 74.
Oh, lovely. I would love that.
Yeah, but when you're used to being up in the 90s, 74 is cold.
Yeah, I guess that's true. It is.
74 is a heat wave for my area.
Well, yeah, because you're much farther north.
Well, actually, no. I'm central. I'm central California.
Oh.
He's about 200 miles from me, south, though. Southeast, southwest.
Are you in Sacramento?
I'm in Sacramento. Saca Tomatoes.
I'm actually debating going to Second Tomatoes tomorrow night.
Why?
To see a certain podcaster's show.
Oh, you'll enjoy it.
I just don't know what if
certain,
I want to make it.
That certain podcaster bought my ticket for me.
Well, I tweeted him today with
kind of hoping to say... Why are you speaking like as if you can't say his name?
Can we? I don't know.
Yeah, you can say his name. Ouija.
See, I never know who wants to know which shows want to be public, and when they do other things, want them to be connected. I'm
well,
very.
Did he talk about it on his show?
They haven't done a show in a long time.
Oh, okay.
Sadly, no.
Then how do you know all this?
It's a Spanking B. Arthur.
Yes.
He's directing a show in Sacramento that stars Ouija from the Big Gay Sex Show.
All right. So you're going to go to that show?
I am seriously debating it because I'm off tomorrow night and I don't have rehearsal till 1 on Saturday, so I could pull it off.
How long of a drive is it? If it says 200 miles, that's probably what, 4 hours?
Three and a half.
Okay.
Yep. But I got plenty of podcasts to listen to on the drive, so I still haven't listened to Rebel Redhead's 2-hour show, so I could listen to that. It's a 2-hour live show and on the drive, and that'd be take up a good chunk of the time.
Yeah.
So yeah, good times. I'm debating it. I think I can pull it off.
Would you stay overnight, or you just go and come back?
Yeah, I'd find a hotel or maybe Ouija's bedroom. I'm not sure.
Hey,
I could dream.
You can introduce him to the Impaler.
Definitely.
Okay. If you go see the play tomorrow, on the left side of the stage, there's a poster for a porn called The Drifter.
Uh-huh.
And the guy was so hot in it, I had to go find the porn and download it.
Oh, my.
Wow.
And he's really hot, but he turned out to be Logan McCree, who's the guy who tattooed his whole body,
ew,
including his head.
Oh, but he's kind of hot.
In the porn... He's got hair for only a little part where they did a flashback to something else where he had the sides of his shit. Otherwise, he had a full head of hair, and you couldn't really tell that his... I don't mind the tattoos on the bottom or on the body, but the tattoos on the head kind of is a little bit too much for me.
Yeah.
Tattoos make me horny.
He looks like, do you guys watch Brother and Sisters?
Yeah, I watch Brothers and Sisters, yeah.
I think he looks a slightly older version of Justin.
Ooh. Then he has to be hot, then.
He's very hot. I mean, I sat there and I kept looking at that poster, and it's kind of like...
Yeah, so I just don't... I can't deal with the tattoos. I don't like that many tattoos. One or two tattoos strategically placed. Yeah. Yeah, but no.
Wussies! You're all a bunch of wussies.
I didn't say I'm anti-tattoo. I just said I didn't want tattoos all over the scalp. Come on.
Yeah, all over everything? No.
I want them all over everything.
Do you have tattoos?
I have one tattoo, yes.
And where is it?
It's on my left bicep.
And what is it of?
It's of two satyrs in comedy and tragedy.
Oh, wait, did you already tell me this?
I might have.
I can't ever remember what we've already talked about.
Talk about it a lot, you and I.
I know. Okay, well, that's cool. Now, I should mention that we do have some people in the chat room. They're probably waiting to hear their names. Sora1989... Tara in Michigan. I don't know. Well, I've seen her before. She's been around before. I think it's a she. I don't know. I shouldn't say that. Then we have Tara. And then we have Tara in Michigan. And we have...
Her connection, the poor thing. She can never stay connected. I feel so sorry for her.
It looks like Tara in Michigan is on a cell phone and Tara is on a regular connection. That's what it looks like. Mm-hmm. But Tex Allen is also with us tonight, as well as Veritable Virgo. And Yaz Mamadou? Yaz Mamadou?
And I think I ate that in Indonesia one time.
Really?
Yeah, it's a wonderful dish with the curry. I don't know.
Did it give you the did it give you the trots?
Maybe a little.
But of course, we also have Larkin, myself, and Seder69 in the chat room. Although I'm not chatting because my name just moved down to the idler section.
Yeah. Who's X3? X3 is always in here.
That's the and bot.
That's the bot that's from the Mibit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How much did we love today? A double dose of Sarah.
Oh, yeah. Really? Two shows.
Yeah.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Sarah Davis. She did two shows.
Well,
she
I haven't listened to Daily Purge yet.
I'll be listening to that tonight.
She was the guest host on The Daily Purge.
Yeah, I know. I haven't listened to it yet.
Did I blow it?
No. Because actually,
oh my god! Spoiler alert!
I saw it in the show notes when I was downloading it, but I didn't. I just haven't listened to it. So, I have yet to listen to that one.
And I love How Much Do We Love. It's such a positive, upbeat show.
Now I haven't listened to that show in a while. What are they loving right now?
Ice cream sandwiches, and yeah, who doesn't today. Ice cream sandwiches?
Unusual phobias.
Ooh.
Which is like highly what?
You have to listen to it. So if you haven't listened to it, I don't want to give it away. But just one of them has a very unusual phobia.
And speaking of that phobia, can I just say, Mr. Rob Lindley, do not watch the Doctor Who episode called Blink. It'll fuck your world.
I don't think he listens to my show.
No.
He's hearing it through in his mind. Osmosis.
Oh. Larkin just put a picture of the guy in the chat room. I would totally take care of that penis for him.
Found you.
What?
I'm in love.
He is hot. Yeah, he is hot.
I'm in love with the hot tattooed guy.
It looks like he's wearing like a leotard or something. With He's all that not, stuff. Like yeah. A unitard, actually.
The tattoos are a little bit too much for me, but...
Yeah, they're way too much.
Face-wise. And there he has hair, so you can't really see. But
again...
He does have tattoos all over his head.
Once again, we're talking about something that the people who are listening later can't see. So what's the guy's name again, so they can go look him up?
Logan McCree.
And Logan isn't McCree. That a great porn name? Oh.
Logan, what's your porn name?
My porn name?
Porn name.
My porn name. I never thought of a good porn name.
Oh, no. Remember, no, there's a formula. Don't you know this?
Oh, dear God. What's this formula?
You have to take the first street you lived on.
And
the first pet's name that you had, or your first pet's name.
Scott.
And what
Jason
was your first?
Scott.
No, it would be Scott Nathan.
No, my first pet's name was Scott.
Right, that's the first name.
I thought the first name was
the last name.
Is it the last name?
Yeah.
No, Jason Scott sounds good.
No, the street name is the last name.
Scott Jason? That makes me sound like a twink.
Because mine would be Sam Ware.
Where?
Not very exciting.
See, where? Mine is boring. Mine's Rule Route 1, Snoopy. Or Snoopy Rule Route 1. It just doesn't. When you grow up out in the boonies and you don't have a street, even today, the name wouldn't work.
No.
My parents' street actually does have a real name now.
Tara says, Sater, you named your pet after yourself? And yes, I did. I had a Scott cat, a Scott fish, and a Scott turtle growing up.
That shows such lack of creativity.
Hey, it shows I was already marketing myself.
Okay, if you say so. Okay, so I'm changing topics here. Since we're talking about what we've been hearing on podcasts today, I literally just finished listening to Pod is My Copilot.
Uh-huh.
And did anybody hear at the beginning, I don't know if you listened to that one, Larkin, or not, but did you hear at the beginning today's show that they were talking about the... what was it called? The Chicago chili dog?
Yes.
And the Cleveland steamer?
Mm-hmm.
Are these Urban Dictionary things we need to look at?
Okay. Urban Dictionary things, and they're so disgusting.
And they left out my favorite, the Spider-Man.
Now, see, I've never heard of that one.
If you guys all want to be disgusted, everybody in the chat room right now, Google Blue Waffles.
Blue waffles?
Do image search for blue waffles.
Oh, no. I'm not going to do an image search. That just is begging for disaster.
Because you're going to use up all the bandwidth.
Do an image search for blue waffles.
All right.
Oh, God. Why?
I'm not responsible.
Oh, that's disgusting. What is that?
Someone who didn't take care of their problem.
Oh, it says blue waffles infection, disease pictures, a painful vagina.
Larkin,
oh, that's disgusting.
You are the devil.
Is that not really terrible? Okay, so everyone's going to have to go now and do blue waffles image search on Google.
Oh, got it. Heaven.
What if you did the Cleveland steamer? Would that come up on the image search?
Most likely.
Cleveland steamer. Let's see.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
No, I don't see a specific one unless that's it right there. Nope, that's not it.
I can't seem to paste anything into the chat channel anymore.
You can't. Oh. Well, you have to paste a link to a picture. So if you can find a picture online, you right-click on it, and if they let you do copy link location,
that's too bad.
Then you paste that into the... Some websites block it, so you can't copy link location or copy picture.
I just want to show Honey my tattoo if he's never seen it.
Oh, I never have, no. Poor Vanderbilt Virgo. He was eating his dinner.
Oh.
And Tara says, my waffles have never been blue.
And that's why we love you, Tara. Thank you for that.
I just wonder how disgusting the disease is that would make your vagina turn blue like that.
Either that or you got eaten out by someone who was eating a Jolly Rancher. I don't know.
Oh, that's even worse.
A Cleveland steamer. What's the other one?
Cleveland steamer and I think it was Chicago chili dog.
Oh, I...
Smurf snatch verbal Virgo sale. Oh.
No, that wasn't my... I found that on a blog called Durbin Bud.
Oh, yeah, I know Durbin Bud. Well, I don't know him personally, but I know
his
blog. He's
in the D.C. area, I believe.
Yeah. I may have met him 5 years ago. But anyway...
I think he's hot.
Well, did you look up what the Chicago chili dog is?
I was looking up Cleveland steamer. I just looked up Cleveland hot dog or Chicago hot dog, and that wasn't bad.
Riveting podcasting right here. Riveting.
Sater, I've totally seen that before. You have shown that to me.
Oh, have I? Okay.
So I'm just, my CRS has kicked in, and I just don't remember. But anyway.
Arf.
Arf. So, like, should we keep looking at Urban Dictionary gross sex acts?
No.
I just thought that was so funny when because it was like Taffy knew all about the Chicago chili dog, and I thought that was funny because she strikes me as the religious, not as wild as you possibly could think she is, and then she really is, you know. So anyway,
yeah, really.
No, I work with this guy named Carl.
Ooh, like, is he hot?
Well, the hot Carl, and I was calling him that, and then I told one person what a hot Carl was. And whatever, they told someone else, and finally someone told him, so we couldn't call him Hot Carl anymore. And it pissed me off.
Because you were having too much fun calling him Hot Carl.
Yeah. The only other one I can get away at work with now is see you next Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, did anybody hear the most recent Angry Pantry show by Hat M?
I have not listened to the last couple yet.
Neither have I.
Oh, then I can't talk about it.
So yeah, you can. Go ahead and talk about it.
Well, only because I just did what he said that he doesn't like podcasters to do. When I don't know how to move on to the next topic, I say, anyway. And he said on his show, because he, you know how he starts out his show, he says, I am so angry.
I think he should come on your podcast. And remember all the therapy you gave Anthony?
Yeah.
Now he's in a relationship with a boyfriend for over a year.
Yeah, actually almost 2 years, I think.
See, so your therapy, the My Honey Wears Plaid therapy, works.
I don't think he would come on my... I don't think Hatch M would come on my podcast, because he said earlier on his show that because he's trying to talk in English so that he can reach more listeners, he speaks really slow because he has to process what he wants to say and then turn it into English and then say it. So it's like a... That's why it sounds the way it does. So I don't think he would be able to react as quickly as he would like to on a live group show.
And so much of what we talk is in slang. And I bet through podcasting, he's probably picking up our slang. But that's always the last thing people learn when they learn English.
And that might not be a good thing.
No.
To hear our slang.
Hello, Cleveland Steamer. Oh, shut up.
However, I would like to extend an invitation to him if he would like to join us live sometime. I would love it. But I have a feeling that he's asleep right now. Mm-hmm. Isn't it nighttime in Budapest right now?
Let's see what's
like. I mean, like middle of the morning or something, like 2 o'clock in the morning or something.
Well, Rome is 1:48 and Istanbul would be 2:48. So he's one of those two time zones.
Right.
Probably 1:48 a.m. 1 a.m. in the morning.
Now, Arthur says, hell, sometimes I don't know what you all are talking about. Everything we talk about is just, you know.
It's very topical.
Yeah, everyday knowledge stuff.
I think you should bring Arthur on so that we sound intelligent.
He doesn't want to come on, so I'm not gonna drag him in here. Speaking of intelligence, today's crank questions. I was feeling really bad because I kept getting them wrong and then wrong and then wrong, and then all of a sudden a wine question came up, and I'm like, oh my god, I finally got one right.
I knew you would get that one right.
It was Pinot Noir, yeah.
Hey, by the way, do you follow Crank on Twitter? Because they give a hint every day.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, Crank on Twitter. And, of course, today's hint was about the wine question. I think that's why I got it right. But, yeah, they give one hint every day.
Oh, well, how early in the day do they give the hint?
I think they post the hint right when they...
Skyped out again on us. But I think I heard what you said.
When they post the day's update.
Gotcha.
Which is midnight Eastern, I think.
Makes sense, yeah. Arthur says, what the fuck was with Crank asking about Papa John's slogan? like I'd have any idea what their slogan is. Actually, Arthur, I got that one right because it's on TV here all the time.
All the time.
You know, I don't remember their slogan anymore.
Now I can't think of it, but when I saw it on Crank, I knew what it was.
Hey,
if I saw it, because I used to order Papa John's all the time through online. I love that you could go online and order.
See,
didn't have to talk to a soul. I loved it.
You can do that now with all of them.
Yeah, I don't know. Most of my pizza buying lately has been through Caesar's. You get a large pepperoni pizza for $5.
Oh my God, that's a deal.
By the way, I would like to point out, if people listen to Feast of Fun, at least 2 days now, there has been a question on Crank by M. Faustos, which I am pretty sure is one of the co-hosts of Feast of Fun.
What show was that?
Feast of Fun. Formerly
I'm sorry,
Feast of
I didn't. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh, dead to you, huh?
No,
and I'm just not listening.
I've never. No, they're media.
Don't get
I have
me
an issue
Larkin,
with anybody
Larkin,
who goes.
Don't get me in trouble. Just stop.
Okay.
Because I know where you're going. Anyway.
Actually, I don't listen to the show either. I just know the... I used to a long time ago, so I recognize the name when it says, this question submitted by so-and-so.
Well, his name is Fausto, not Faustus. I think that the name you're looking at is Faustus or something like that.
I could be wrong. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah. Anyway, why did you post that picture of the Poughkeepsie Porn Company in there?
That is the play that...
Oh. Which one is Ouija?
The middle one.
You are kidding. Damn. Okay, now people are going to have to find out where to go to look at
how many more days it runs. I don't know.
Anyway. A couple more weekends.
To September 25th. Yeah.
Oh,
but I'll tell you, the guy on his right is kind of hunky too.
I like the one to his left as well.
The one to the left. If you lived here in Sacramento, you could get packages delivered to your house by him.
Oh my! Now that would be a porn.
And then, unfortunately, when I saw it, the guy on the left, on the right. Is actually a porn star in some porns.
Really?
The guy in the khaki and the army shorts, it looks
like. Yeah, but clearly he's wearing a wig.
Yeah, oh, they all have wigs on for, you know.
I actually like the one on the left in the red shorts because he's slightly geeky looking, and I kind of like the geek look.
Yeah, in the play, the one on the left is Major Flaming.
Oh, he kind of looks that way, yeah. Well, that wouldn't be my type because, you know, I like him more butch.
But, yeah, there was a stand-in for the porn star the night I saw it.
Aw.
Was it another porn star?
No.
Then you should have demanded your money back.
No, it was another friend of mine named Eric that was standing in.
Oh, how nice. Well, Larkin, maybe if I show up to Second Tomatoes tomorrow, maybe we can meet and say hi to each other.
Yeah. I have to, unfortunately, work Saturday morning, so I can't. But we could meet and have a drink or something downtown if you do come in.
Yeah, I'd have to get back on the road by 8 a.m. Saturday morning anyway.
So, yeah, so we need to we'll trade phone numbers afterwards.
That sounds good.
Here's my phone number. No.
Yeah, tell everybody. So, okay, do we want to go into the whole burning of the Quran thing and how that's changed, or do we
can if you'd like.
I haven't watched the news at all today, so
Sayer can catch you up.
He's already gotten too much publicity over it, so maybe everybody should just stop talking about it and let the Muslims come over and take care of him on their own without
actually,
us. You know what I mean?
What you say is very funny because today he released an announcement that tomorrow he would be making an announcement that he's canceling the Quran burning.
Which is stupid.
Can we say publicity whore?
You know, I mean, and he's already gotten way too much for a nobody.
Yeah. For like I think his church has like 30 people. 30.
You know, and maybe by doing this, maybe he doubled the number.
Well, I'm sure he wanted.
Or he brought bigger attention to the nut jobs that he is.
Exactly. I think he didn't get the outcome he wanted, because now he's no better than Fred Phelps when he was trying to be.
Oh, my God. Go ahead, but I want to say something about him next. Go ahead.
I think he wanted to try to be, I don't know, the next. I don't know, but now he's as fucking crazy as Fred Phelps. I am so flustered over this. I can't even talk.
Because you're upset that he should shouldn't be getting so much attention.
I just think I want to go over there and bitch slap him and then slap him with the impaler just to top it off.
Oh. Well, I was just going to say that there's on, I think it was on Joe My God that I saw several times today. The whoever does the tweeting for the Fred Phelps people, the Westboro Baptist Church, whatever, they said, they're like screaming on their Twitter, "We burned a Koran before and nobody cared." I just thought that was so funny. It's like, hello, nobody does care about you. And they said, "We'll burn it again if they don't." It's like nobody cares what they do anymore.
Well, again, unfortunately, I would hate for there to be outfall to any troops or, you know, any American citizens that have no involvement in this at all. And I hope that the people who they are offending by this do not take this out on all Americans, but the appropriate people who are acting this way.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I hope that they are that specific with who they're targeting.
I think it's too late.
Because everybody, have they not been renounced by everybody?
Yes.
Besides other whack jobs?
Every major religion in the world has, you know,
Let me say this again. I think it's too late. I think whether he actually burns the Quran or not, the damage is done.
What kind of damage is done?
I think the extremists are already going to say they're threatening to do this, therefore we should fight back. I think the act of doing it or not might increase the odds, but I think he's already fucked up people's security.
Well, here's what I think. By Tuesday next week, we will forget who he is, because the 9/11 thing will be done over. He will be, whether he burns the Quran or not, it'll be over with by Tuesday, and there'll be another news story. Whatever the primaries are for that Tuesday, that will be the news story, and we won't be talking about him anymore.
Well, I won't discount what you're saying. Have we forgotten about Fred Phelps and his after his first God Hates Fags protest?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, who cares about them anymore? They have such a small.
This is slightly different, though. Homosexuals in general aren't extremists,
right?
They're not. You know what I mean? We're not. The gay community's not that tight of an organization that
God,
we can't even.
Could you imagine if we were?
We'd have gay marriage if we were.
So it's
we don't
not
blow
like
up buildings. We go in
days.
And we redecorate them.
So, but I don't know.
I don't know either. And I'm going to do what Hat M says he doesn't like. Anyways. Are you boys planning to watch any new fall TV shows coming out?
I have one show or two shows I'm really looking forward to.
Like, which ones? Did we already talk about this?
One, of course, is my Glee. I love me some Glee.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for Glee, too. Yeah. I like Glee.
And the other, which is a new show, is The Walking Dead.
No, I'm not familiar with that one. But now, Larkin, you don't have TV, right? So you download
everything?
Oh, I
don't have cable, so either Hulu or other sources. And depends. Most of the major shows make it out there. Some of the, you know, it's hard to find things like Project Runway or, you know, smaller things are harder to find.
Yeah.
By the way, Project Runway in 1 hour. Sorry.
Well, but first we have Big Brother.
You can watch your Big Brother. I'm watching Project Runway.
Well, I'll watch Project Runway, too. I'm going to record it. Then I also have The Real Housewives of D.C. That's coming on at 9. And then I forget what it's called after that with that cute Andy guy, Andy Cohen, who gossips about the show afterwards. I can't think of what his show is called. Anyway.
I'm a media whore about Andy Cohen.
Okay. What?
I'm a media whore with Andy Cohen.
Yes. But he's cute. He can have the media whore syndrome, whatever.
So on Big Brother, do you care who wins?
Now that Reagan's out, I don't really care.
You know,
oh my God, spoiler, Reagan's out.
He's out of the show.
Oh, I didn't know that. You ruined it for me.
Are you serious?
No. I'm sorry. If it's over a week old and you haven't watched it, you deserve to have it spoiled.
Exactly. So then, Larkin, does that mean you have somebody you want to win?
No, I don't. I have people I don't want to have win.
Oh, who's that?
You know, I don't want Lorenzo to win.
Enzo, yeah, I don't want
Enzo or whatever. Yeah, Enzo, he did absolutely nothing.
Wait, on Enzo.
I think Lane is hot. If someone would put something in his mouth and he'd just stand there, I think he's very hot.
Really? Andy, you think he's hot?
Yes.
His brain makes me think that he's not.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Someone needs to put something in his mouth so he can't talk, because he says this dumbass ass, you know, hick, yeah, Texan crap, you know?
He's just stupid. But Enzo, did you see on last night's show they were talking about Enzo, and they like showed a scene of him fluffing up his hair and then spraying it with hairspray? I'm like, dude, you don't have any hair to spray. Did you see that?
Was it on the show itself?
Yeah, it was on the show.
Because I watch that on TV, and I walk away from it sometimes.
Oh,
well, maybe that eating or doing things.
I just happened to catch it, so.
But it's not like the old days when I could record it with a DVR and then you hit pause. So yeah. When you watch regular old TV, it's like the old days.
Exactly. No, I don't want Enzo to win either. And I think I would prefer to have Hayden win of the two. I mean, if I had to pick one.
Yeah, I think Hayden actually did more, but Hayden also is not the brightest bulb in the bunch. You know?
I agree. I mean, they're all stupid. They're the last three are dumb as doorknobs.
You know, and the fact that nobody figured out this alliance the whole time.
Well, Reagan, I think it's Reagan the only did.
Time. Yeah, but he didn't. He could have used it.
Yeah, you're right. He didn't use it.
You know, I don't know. I just finished watching the final ever Daily Show of Big Brother UK.
And are you upset about that?
Well, it's just sad because it's you know, their Big Brother is so much better than ours.
Yeah, you have told us that before. Now, Tara in the chat room says, Hayden is kind of a douchebag and ugly. Now, Tara, you know, the only thing I don't like about Hayden are his big nipples.
And he looks like a sheepdog.
Well, that hair for young boys is young men is very in, so.
He's not that young, though. How old is he?
He's like 25, 24, something like that.
You know, I think he's out of college, or he should be anyway.
I'm watching it now, just now. It says he was a college student, so he's got to be like in his early 20s, 20, 21, 22.
Okay.
Did we lose Sater?
No, I'm here.
What's wrong?
He doesn't like the Big Brother talk.
Oh, you don't like the Big Brother talk?
It bores me.
What if we said Project Runway talk bores us?
Then you would be dead to me.
Okay, well, give me a topic. Let's move on then. Along.
I'm not saying you can't talk about it. I just have nothing to contribute to this segment because I don't watch it.
Well, you can just agree and disagree. You can say opposite of what we say just to cause controversy. Well, and I know favorite part of the show anyways.
See what Arthur says? Look what he said in the chat room. Anyway.
Arthur loves it when we talk about American pop culture TV because he can't get it 6 months later.
I don't like Hayden because he uses too much teeth, but that's just me.
He uses too much teeth when he sucks you off, you mean?
Yes. I'm like, dude, cover the teeth.
Does he let you come in his mouth, though?
Of course he does.
Okay. Does he swallow?
Not like, not like he has a choice.
Does he swallow?
Oh, mostly. I think I can.
Does he like strawberry shark cakes?
Ew. No,
he likes blue waffles.
What's a strawberry shortcake? Because I have a feeling I know, but I don't think.
Isn't that where you shoot on their face and then punch them in the nose?
No, that's a jelly donut.
What is a strawberry?
I've never heard of a strawberry shortcake. I know it's a jelly donut.
I closed Urban Dictionary during.
Well, you better open it up again.
That's all right. I'm totally amusing myself right now.
Really?
What are you doing?
Are you hard yet?
No, I'm playing Words with Friends.
Oh, my God. I'm like 7 games behind on Words with Friends. People who are playing with me, sorry. And if you're not playing with me, start a game with me because I only have like 8 games going. So I need you to play with me. I need someone to play with me.
Yeah, it's where you shoot on a guy's face and then punch him in the nose.
So we also call that a jelly donut.
Okay.
So the blood that comes out of his nose makes it a strawberry?
Yeah, because it's jelly donut.
Okay.
Jelly donut bitch.
Jelly donut bitch?
Jelly donut bitch!
I guess I wonder if the difference is because strawberry shortcake said man, and then jelly donut says shooting on a female's face, so I don't know. I wonder if that's...
A dick is a dick and a face is a face. And that is my philosophy of life.
Did you say shitting on a female's face?
No, shooting.
Oh, shooting, okay.
But it has to do with who wrote up the the description.
Now, do either of you have Big Fatty on your Skype contact list?
Yes.
Do you see that he's online?
Nope.
Oh, he's on mine. Do you think I should try to call him?
Big Fatty doesn't talk to me. I'm not cool enough.
Sater, you need to stop.
Nobody knows the trouble I see.
And this is coming from a man who has been on like 7 podcasts this week.
You podcast whore, you.
Yeah, that's me.
Whatever you do when you go to San Francisco, don't take an alternative method of transportation because that's all he'll talk about.
What?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I took the train down last year when he was in. I've never taken Amtrak from San Francisco to... San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to guess you're talking about Big Fatty and not me.
Yeah, Big Fatty, it is meet and greet.
Oh, okay. I was laughing at...
I'm known as the person who took the train in.
Oh, okay. He just said that recently on his show, didn't he?
That's one of the things I'm... He gets little things in his head about people, and that's the thing about me.
Stuck there. Did you see what Veritable Virgo wrote in the chat room? He thought he heard shitting, too, and he was like, ew, chocolate glazed donut? All right.
No, Arthur, I don't think people are getting tired of Words with Friends. It's just I lose people after a game. That's for me. I wish I had a better track. I wish you could actually like highlight friends. That way you could remember to... Does that make sense? That way you could start a game with them.
Well, doesn't everything have its kind of life where you played a lot and then there's maybe too much of a good thing?
Oh, that does happen, yes. I won't discount that.
Well,
that does happen.
Yeah, like Arthur just said in the chat room earlier, he says, I think people are getting tired of Words with Friends. And that may be the case. For me, it's that I went back to work, and I simply don't have time to sit there and play with it. What I have figured out, though, is that I do have the, 5 minutes to play Crank, but I don't have the 20 minutes or so to catch up on all the games on Words with Friends.
Well, if you weren't a home pooper, you could go sit in the bathroom and...
This is true. This is true.
There's nothing wrong with being a home pooper.
I know it. Believe me.
Well, actually, since we're talking games and iPhones.
Oh, yes. Tell us
Apple,
something you know.
I just downloaded the new iPhone software. iPhone, what is it, 4.1?
Yes.
And they have the new Game Center. And I have no friends on my Game Center. It's very sad. So if people would like to add Seder 69 on their game center on their iPhones, I would love to be a friend of yours.
What about
Seder? You can add Sally Peanut. That's can, Miss well, Sarah.
Can I?
Yeah. Sure.
I'd like to meet her. I'll tell you that much.
You guys live very close to each other.
We do. And
in
we've
the
never
podcasting
had
a world, that is probably the closest person that I know to you.
Unfortunately, we've just never had a chance to meet.
Don't you wonder, though, how much... Because I don't know how much they listen to us.
I think there's a lot of people out there in this world that actually have lives and have better things to do than listen to podcasts all day.
That is crazy talk.
Honestly, because of my job, I can listen to a lot.
That's the same with me.
If I had another, you know, or if I want to go back to school here sometime pretty soon, and when that happens, I just won't have time, you know, so then you'll have to, unfortunately, you start cutting.
I need to say two things. Miss Kathy Bacon has joined the chat room. Hello, Miss Kathy Bacon. And Tara says, they just talked about it on the latest How Much Do We Love. Talked about what?
The Game Center. I think that was on the other one.
How Much Do We Love, you mean?
Yeah, no, Daily Purge is where they talked about it.
Oh, on the Daily Purge, okay. But now, Seder, you brought up the 4.1, but what is so great about it besides the Game Center? Is there any big update in the software?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't have an iPhone 4. I've got a 3GS, so that's all that matters to me is the Game Center. I guess if you have an iPhone 4, first of all, you're a god, but you get high definition something or other now. Oh, come on. Let's look it up. I was just looking.
Yeah, HDR pictures, yeah.
iPhone update. Do you mean Impaler update? No, I mean iPhone update. This thing's crazy.
You must be using iTunes, Google Instant.
iTunes TV show rentals. Oh, look, I can get iTunes Ping on my phone now. Great, just what I want.
Yeah, I'm and so not
HDR
impressed with Ping.
There's quite a few things here. I have an iBooks on my iPhone now.
Okay, well, since I have the iPhone 4, I've always had that, I think.
I just got that. I can create playlists on my iPhone now, which I haven't been able to do.
Are you sure you want to say this stuff out loud?
Well, because what? He's got the 3GS.
Still, it shouldn't matter. That being able to create... I have a $39
MP3
player that I can make playlists on it.
Is it an iPhone?
No, it's a $39 MP3
player.
Suck.
You're just not cool.
Yeah. Whatever. Plebeian.
I guess I'm not cool. And I'm not going to drink the Kool-Aid.
Come on. Drink
one
it.
One of us.
Well.
Okay. Anyway.
Anyway. So back to
that should be the show title, by the way.
Well, that totally is going to be the show title. Anyway. Back to the game.
So 4.1. What else is there? Come on.
Well, I wanted to ask about the game thing because obviously Seder is curious about the Game Center. What kind of games can you play on this Game Center thing?
I heard none so far.
Me either.
Nope. There's games. I click on Find Game Center Games, and now there's an iTunes store just for Game Center. And most of the games, it seems, you have to buy. Oh, look, Farmville. I've never played Farmville. No, I don't want to lose my life to that. Now you can buy.
Yep, we Skyped out.
I didn't. I'm right here.
Sorry.
Something called Wordsworth. I wonder what that is. That's $1.99. Is it what I think it is? Come on, give me pictures. Oh, no, it doesn't exactly look like Wordsworth Friends. Yeah, now you have to buy games to play with people. And I guess you can play games with other people who have the same games, I'm guessing.
Oh, I kind of thought there were games already in that center thing.
No.
Now you have to go buy more games?
That would be convenient.
But that's because these are multiplayer games, right?
Correct.
And you play them live with those people, right?
Some are free. Others aren't, though.
But you
do they have Go Fish? Old Maid? Sure
Only for you, Larkin.
You've never played like Go Fish with a bunch of people while you've been out drinking?
It's not hilarious. On my iPhone 4.
Speaking of playing a game, have you guys been listening to the Game Night Games or Game Night Guys?
I do not, because they play games that I don't play.
Yeah, but maybe it'll make you want to play a game.
I don't have any more time to play games.
Too bad.
I went back to work.
I play a lot of games, so I like their podcast. Although this week's game is stupid.
What is it?
It's the Twilight the Movie card game. Stupid.
Oh.
But for the record, I am Team Jacob. Anyway.
I'm reading back in the chat room. Kathy Bacon says, "Flannel duck PJs on the couch with the gaming with the game coming on. I love football. I'm not listening, so my apologies." So she's in the chat room, but she's not listening to us.
I like Arthur. I want to play war. Huh? What is it good for?
Absolutely nothing. Say it again. I love that song, Arthur. I think I even have it.
I had to sing that in a show once.
Really? Do you know who it's by?
It's by Isaac Hayes.
Bruce Springsteen, thank you very much.
Bruce Springsteen sings that?
Maybe he did his own version of it. Maybe that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, he did his own version of it.
That's like Blinded by the Light.
I was blinded by the light. Edwin Starr, that's right, Tara.
Now,
Edwin
what is the Starr. Next line?
Woke up in the morning and I saw some...
No, it's wrapped up in a douche.
It's like right up there with big old jets got a light on. What?
What?
Every time I hear that song, I'm like, big old jets got a light on. No, it's big old jet airliner. Where am I getting big old jets got a light on?
And Arthur just told me it's deuce, not douche. Wrapped up in a deuce? Like a I don't know what that means.
You know, unlike the old days, now with the internet, if you don't know words, you can always look them up. I used to love in the old days when you couldn't figure out song lyrics.
And you make up your own.
That's what you have to.
I thought Jimi Hendrix wrote our first gay anthem. Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
That's like Tina Turner's What's Love Got to Do with It? I thought the first couple words were white slut.
Mr. International Internet Celebrity himself, Big Fatty, is now on Skype.
Do you think I should call him?
I'll just call him.
Let's see what happens if he'll
It'd be absolutely
answer.
Hilarious, even if it goes nowhere.
Now, the little icon next to his name showing his iPhone, so he may be talking on the phone.
And Q-Sledge is on as well.
Now, see, I don't have him on here on my list. I need to add him to my list. Let me do add to conference and see if Big Fatty answers his phone. I don't know if he will.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. I'm trying to make some... Yeah.
I bet he's not going to answer.
Well, if it goes to his voicemail, we'll leave him a message.
It's showing the cell phone, so I don't even think he's...
He might be in the middle of a gentleman caller.
Oh, hello?
He answered the phone.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Big Fatty.
Hi.
Thank you for calling.
What are you doing on Skype?
I'm not on Skype. I'm on my cell phone.
That's what I thought, but you're showing up on Skype.
Well, I guess I'm always logged into Skype or whatever.
That's weird. Are you talking on the phone to somebody else?
Oh, I'm watching Big Brother.
Well, that's weird. Why are you logged into Skype?
Well, I guess I'm logged in on Skype via the cell phone.
And are you talking on your cell phone then?
I'm talking to you on the cell phone, yeah.
On Skype, yes. Big Fatty, this is Sater69. I love you.
Oh! Excuse me.
Big Fatty, do you know who Sater69 is?
If you don't know who fucking Sater69 is, then you're fucking crazy.
Oh, my God.
Because he's been on every show that you've listened to lately, right?
Well, he's a bigger whore.
Than JT?
Than JT.
Than JT, yeah.
Thank you, Big Fatty.
It's no problem.
The Impaler says hi.
Well, the Impaler better come see me when I come out to San Francisco in May.
You better believe we're going to meet you up. I'll tell you that much right now.
He's going to take that.
What Big, was that?
Big Fatty, you just made him wet his pants by talking to him.
How do you spell meat?
M-E-A-T.
Okay, great.
Oh, yeah.
Ew!
He's going to take and horse and
Bucky up.
Well, everybody talked at the same time.
I know, one at a time. Have you seen his meat?
No.
He'd be happy to send you a picture of it.
This is the first time I've actually talked to Big Fatty.
I know what a thrill it must be.
It is. My nipples are hard.
Can I have my money back, please?
Larkin has met me.
Yes.
Yes, in fact, I was at your very first meet and greet as your new podcast, Big Fatty.
In fact, online. Larkin has demanded that the San Francisco meet and greet be at a little sleazier place this next time.
But it's got to be somewhere he can get to by train.
I would be happy to go to a meet and beat too. Oh yeah.
Okay. Maybe we'll just have it at Blow Buddies.
Oh, I love Blow Buddies.
Oh, good. Okay.
I've never been. It's always the first time.
Tacky. Right? I love it.
That's got to be one of the few places you haven't been, Larkin. How dare you tell my secrets?
Scandalous.
Hey, Big Fatty, are you liking Big Brother tonight?
Yeah, it's okay.
Who do you want to get the final HOH?
I can't stand fucking Enzo. I just want
nobody likes him.
And Enzo thinks everybody's gonna fucking love him, and boy, is he gonna be just absolutely crushed.
Yeah,
he is.
He's done absolutely nothing.
Nothing. Excuse me.
What was it?
It was an ice cream sandwich.
Were you listening to
butter.
How much do we love?
No, I did listen to it, but the thing they didn't mention was that I always like to smear peanut butter on mine.
Oh my God, that sounds good.
It's delicious, especially
crunchy
if you like
or smooth.
Crunchy.
Oh no.
And like Skippy or what brand? Skippy
Jif?
Extra crunchy. Jif.
Yeah.
Jif. I like Skippy extra crunchy.
Okay.
I like Jif smooth.
Well, smooth is fine also.
Well, so then, okay, just who do you want to win, Big Brother?
I really don't want any of the three of them to win.
Because
<so.
laughs> they're all dumb as shit.
But I think between the three of them, I will go with, I'll give the cute vote and give it to Hayden.
See, that's what I said.
Mm-hmm. So,
see, I think Lane is cuter than Hayden.
Well, Lane has got nice tattoos, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think we just like have to put the Impaler in his mouth so he can't talk.
Right. Now, the thing that I don't know if y'all have talked about this or not, but the thing that's different this year for the finale is it's a two-hour finale.
Really? I didn't know that.
So they're going to do a talk afterwards? It's not going to just end?
Well, they're going to do the final part of the head of household on the finale. And then the jury is going to ask the
boring
the questions live.
Damn, so they're not going to be able to edit all the crap? I hate the questions because, okay, it's a game.
Well, I think it's...
The part of the game is to get to the end to win the $500,000, and it's okay to cheat. It's okay to lie to people. There are no rules, correct? Besides, well, you can't physically hurt somebody. And so everybody was there to do the same thing to get the... So how... I just get tired of the people who are offended by other people playing the game.
Well, I agree with you on that shit.
Like on Survivor, I hate that part of the Survivor people. They're just bitter because they're not there.
Right. Well, exactly. Ooh. They're showing a commercial now.
I know. I'm watching
it. And there are some
Shannon.
Hotties.
But I'm not gonna watch Survivor. No.
Why?
Because I stopped watching a couple years ago. It's the same shit over and over and over again.
Okay, well, whatever.
But I am going
to
watch...
Survivor is a better one to watch than Big Brother because you get to see half-naked men, or almost all naked.
Crap.
I know. I prefer, right now, I prefer The Amazing Race. But I have to say, look what Arthur wrote in the chat room.
What did he write?
Anyway.
Anyway, I'd like to... say that I had a horrifying nightmare after the hornet's nest.
Another
nightmare.
One?
Yes, it was Vera and I were teammates on The Amazing Race.
Oh my God, that would be wonderful.
Were you the first out?
Period ever.
Wait, let me say that again, Big Daddy.
They threw us off. Phil Kogan said go, and Vera was exhausted and had to lay down.
Could she even do the first
she
activity?
Just said, I can't do this. I've got to go watch Perry Mason. I've got to take the fucking dog with me, so, you know.
I think anyway. She'd be able to make it to LAX. I think that and it, past that would be a problem.
But she'd bitch the whole way.
The traffic on the 101.
Okay, you know, I love y'all, but I want to go fucking watch this
I know.
Program.
I'm so sorry we interrupted you. I will hang
How
up.
Dare you?
How very dare
And Reagan's getting ready to come in the house right now. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. I can't wait to see what's her name.
We'll let you go, then. We'll let you go.
Okay. Right. Love you. Mean it. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Bye, Big Daddy.
All right,
thank you
toodles.
For calling.
Yes, thank you for calling. And he's gone. Oh, my God. There's Reagan in the house. Excuse me. Well, that's always fun to have Big Fatty on here. Are y'all wet now, Scott?
I kid you not. I'm...
Honey, you got to break Seder 69's Big Fatty Cherry.
Yeah. And he Skyped out as he was trying to describe how he was feeling.
Because I'm just that excited.
You're seriously, you know he's just another person like you.
Oh, I know he is, but he just makes me laugh so much. And when you get to meet somebody who really affects your life, it's kind of fun.
Okay, Seder, I'm going to test you. When you meet him in San Francisco and you go buy him a cocktail, what do you buy him?
I'm going to buy him Auntie Vera drinks the vodka. I'm going to get him a Tanqueray and tonic. Is that right?
Yes.
That is correct.
Plus...
Yes,
there's more.
What goes in there?
Oh my God, there's more.
Yes.
There's the Tanqueray. I don't know what else.
Two limes.
Thank you. I didn't know that. I would have made a podcasting faux pas.
Yes.
you would have
been wearing that Tanqueray and tonic.
That's Big Fatty's drink: Tanqueray and tonic and two limes. Don't forget it.
The heads up. I won't.
Okay, and Seder 69. Odds are that Ouija and Matt from the Big 8 Sex Show will also go down with me when this spring when we go see Big Fatty.
Sweet. Well, I'm of course, if I get to Second Tomatoes tomorrow, I'm hoping to meet them tomorrow. But yeah, I'd love to meet them as well.
You might want to message Matt because Matt, he's director, so he hasn't been. Once it's done, you know, his kind of part is done, so he doesn't always go.
I did send him a message today on the Twitters, yes.
Okay.
Hello. Did I Skype out again?
Nope, you're there. We're there.
No, we're just ignoring you. No.
Kathy Bacon's telling about her adventures with Big Fatty when she was here in D.C. and he was here, and how she got to go out to dinner with him.
She went actually visit him in the horror hotel. I don't know if I'd want to. I would have taken a shower and scrubbed every ounce of my body after that.
While she was there visiting, they called me on the phone, and I got to talk to her. That was fun.
In real life and not in podcasting terms?
Correct. On my actual telephone. Yeah, it was fun.
Nice.
Well, listen, kids, it's been an hour, so we need to wrap this up.
Yes, we do.
Because I want to watch Big Brother, and then the Real Housewives of D.C. is coming on and so forth. And Arthur's about to fall asleep because he can't say anyway one more time.
Anyway.
So anyway, we're going to wrap this up. Larkin, are you plugging anything tonight?
I did think of something. Let me look to see what I thought of.
While he's looking, Sater, you can plug your stuff.
I would like to plug this lovely little show I co-host called My Honey Wears Plaid. It's a great little show, and I have a fantabulous co-host on it.
Oh, really?
He is talented and just makes me smile every time I work with him.
I heard he was the original podcasting whore.
I totally agree. I agree with that 100%, but that's My Honey Wears Plaid. And also, I could be found on Real Men Wear Pink with JT.
That is correct.
Another podcasting whore.
And your audio booze, right?
And of course, my audio booze. Ooh, last night I had a scary boo. We had a blackout at the hotel. Ooh.
Where did I see that?
On my Twitters.
Oh, maybe that's where I saw it, yeah. Tara is saying, I hear he is the podcasting godfather. I have been called that on occasion. But, Sater and I are moving our show to Monday nights instead of Tuesday nights. Is that right, Sater?
That is correct, yes.
So I will be posting that show later on Monday nights instead of Tuesday nights.
Is that so you can remember what you did over the weekend?
Maybe. I know. You'd think I remember all that stuff. But no. And tomorrow night,
I remembered what I want to plug, so go for it.
Okay, you go ahead.
I'm going to put this, the people thing you guys know because you guys use the Levelator.
Yes.
And it's by IT, by a company that has podcasts called IT Conversations.
Oh, I didn't know they had a podcast. Okay.
Yes. Well, that group does, you know, they have their podcasts are called IT Conversations, and in iTunes you can look for it. And under IT Conversations, there's... Dr. Maura Gunn does my brain is because they're not actually up because there's podcasts that Dr. Maura Gunn puts out under IT or IT Conversations that are just incredible. They're just to do with science and, you know, psychology to book authors to you name it, anything under the sun. And 95% of the time, her guest is very interesting, and you just learn stuff that you would never think otherwise. You know, that it's just something interesting to broaden your horizons.
Okay, what's the name of the website to go to?
It's, well, on iTunes, go look for IT Conversations.
IT Conversations, okay.
Yes. And under that same one, there's a lot of other podcasts that are put out by other people, O'Reilly Group, and I don't know who all else. I tend to not listen to those, but they're also for some people who might be interested in, you know, like how the whole podcasting thing and infrastructure and people and ways of doing it and marketing. They cover a lot of different stuff, but I don't tend to listen to those.
Well, cool. We'll have to check that out. Very good.
Sounds cool.
And I have to add, is Q Sledge on Skype? Is that his name actually on Skype?
Yep, it is. Nope.
So if I add Q Sledge, I would.
Well, here. Can I add him to the call? Is that?
No, I'm not going to add him to the call because we're hanging up. I just want to add him to my Skype so the next time I can add him if he wants to join us. Add contact. Okay, there he is. All right. So we have plugged, right?
We have.
All right. Then we're going to go. So why don't you guys say it with me? Well, first of all, thank you very much for being on this episode with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
So say it with me. Until next time. Bye.
Bye.